I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics, and I welcome you all to the College Movie Nerd reunion episode.
Absolutely.
This is Jimmy Mack. What's up, Jimmy?
What is up, Johnny? How are you today?
I'm great, Jimmy, from Shadowbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
And we were cinephiles.
That's right. We were cinephiles.
As far back as we can remember. Probably before we even knew what that word was.
That's right.
Right? Well,
I just learned it just now. So, yeah, definitely.
And I bet that you can remember seeing the first couple of Tarantino movies, right?
Yeah, I think you and I actually saw Reservoir Dogs at the Drexel in Bexley when
right.
it first came out.
So then we're like instant Tarantino freaks,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Oh, following all the screenplays, blah, blah, blah. And then comes Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
1994. Yeah. Changes everything.
Everything.
You remember seeing that
oh, yeah,
in the theater?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And what an amazing experience
yeah,
that was.
I think I saw that twice or three times in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like 9 hours long. So that's
right.
Like, you know.
Exactly. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood comes out. It's his ninth movie.
Right. I really, really enjoyed it. I had to kind of like take some time after it, you know? His later movies have kind of done that to me, you know, whereas Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs, like I just walked out like, oh my God, like
right.
that was amazing. What an experience. These movies now, they're a little quieter, a little more subtle. I don't walk out with that same emotion, but you know a movie's good when you're still thinking about it 3 days later, right?
Right?
So there wasn't a moment that I didn't enjoy, but it's also, again, it's a complicated film.
Yeah. I remember seeing Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
And I was expecting something completely different than
right.
And it took me a while to process that.
Yeah.
Likewise, this one, I was completely stoked to see this. But now I find myself I'm ruminating about
exact,
it over and over again. I
same
need to
thing.
See it again. A lot of conversations happening. Number one, about the Bruce Lee scene.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I didn't mind the scene so much. And I think that everyone felt it was this caricature of him. And he's so respected and so well-loved in the film industry. To me, it was kind of fun seeing a different side of him, you know?
Yeah.
Like a little notch in the myth of Bruce Lee. I mean,
right.
to make him kind of a real person.
I think it's just his attitude, his cocky persona
yeah.
that people take issue with. Okay, what about revisionist version of the Manson murders?
Well, I thought that was keeping in the vein of Inglourious Basterds, right? He's just kind of saying, I'm going to remake history in the way that I wish it would have happened, in a way that makes life better. And for a few seconds, it's kind of euphoric if it had gone that way. But in a way, it's the myth of Hollywood kind of gets to live on as opposed to everyone feels that that's what killed it.
Old Hollywood. The story goes that old Hollywood was still in place and trying to move into the modern era. La La Land just came to a complete halt with those murders and Hollywood changed in a day.
Yeah, exactly.
When it does change, the movies that came after that are the movies that actually formed Tarantino.
That's exactly
that
right.
You know what I mean? That's the
yeah.
Hollywood that he
right.
loved.
It was Scorsese and Spielberg.
And all the blaxploitation stuff.
Oh, yeah, right.
All
right.
the other, like the B movies, everything that came after that.
Well, the auteur thing started happening, right?
Right.
Where suddenly the directors were almost the stars because it was their vision, it was their story, it was their visuals that they wanted to put on the screen.
Right, and it seemed like those murders ushered in, hey, look, we can't do these silly fantasies anymore. We
right.
have to start dealing with humanity.
Right. At one point, you know, with, I don't know, it was 2 hours in, you know, and I leaned over to my wife and I was just kind of like whispering like, wow, he really toned down the violence in this one. You know, it was kind of surprising. And then, of course, he just makes up for it. Like, it's just like, so I thought that was kind of interesting as far as the tone of the movie goes. It's a Western. I mean, the movie itself is a Western, in mm-hmm. my opinion. The way that it's, you know, the whole Brad Pitt at the ranch and this, like, you can almost hear, like, the tumble, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes at the end, it's just like, oh my God. So to me, that was kind of interesting as far as tonally goes, where he brought all of that just in this very kind of short scene at the very end of the movie.
Right. Know? What about those guys? After all these years... And I love Leo, and
yeah.
seeing these guys together, how do you answer any Redford-Newman comparisons?
You've got these two amazing actors, and what's funny is I think Tarantino saw their chemistry because, you know, normally he's nothing but dialogue, right? And he lets these guys just kind of hang out, and they're great together, just hanging out. I mean, one of my favorite moments in the movie is actually when they're both watching Leonardo DiCaprio on FBI, and, you know, Brad Pitt's just saying stuff like, oh man, I like that shot. Like, that's a good shot.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, and they're just like, it's just two friends.
Just hanging out,
and
right?
And it's so that's nice. Great. Yeah, it's so nice.
It's great. It's kind of like us.
It is kind of like us.
Yeah, it's interesting,
yeah, we
right?
used to, exactly. We used to watch it just say that kind of crap all the time.
Exactly. So I'm going to go back and see it. You have a standing invitation anytime it will come on.
Thank
here,
you so much.
You don't
much.
Even have to ask.
Okay,
you
just show
to,
up.
And you certainly don't have to ask John.
Okay.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.